Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Lamed Vav. We begin at the two dots, four lines from the bottom on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Yochanan. Rabbi Yavo says in the Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurim Shebetorah, anything that is forbidden in the Torah, normally we say, Ein Heter Mitztarif L'Isur. You cannot combine to make the shear, let's say to get Malkus. We know Chatzi Shear is also in the Torah. You can't eat anything that the Torah prohibits, but in order to make the shear of Malkus, let's say to eat a Kezayis of something, so you have to have an entire Kezayis of Isur. We don't say, well, I had half a Kezayis of Isur and half a Kezayis of Heter, and I ate them, so therefore I ate a total of a Kezayis. So under normal circumstances, Rabbi Yavoah says in the Rabbi Yochanan, we do not say that Isser is mitzdarif leheter, chutz meisuri nazir, with the exception of by Naziris. Now let's see inside the Rush. The Rush tells us that kol isur b'shevetorah, dira mas, kol isur b'shevetorah, ain't heter mitzdarif Isser. So he's saying, im ochal chatzi zayis chelev, if a person ate a half of a kezayis of chelev, it's also to eat any chelev, but you only get malchus, you only chayev a carbon chatus if you ate a full kezayis of chelev. So you ate a half a kezayis of chaylev and a chatzi zayis shuman and half a kezayis of permitted fats. So then potter. Under normal circumstances, they don't combine, and therefore you would not be chayev a din of malchus or a carbon chatos. However, this is the exception: is isurei nazir. In the next rush, he says shim ochal chatzi zayis anovim. The person would eat a half of a kezayis worth of grapes. Chatzi zayis lechem and half a kezayis of bread bivas achas at one time, then you would be in fact chayev. Now, why is that? So, back to the Gemara. This is based upon the pasuk that tells us the chol mishras anovim lo yishteh, and the word mishras, which literally means mixed together, that you have a combination of both the iser and heter, in this situation will be mechayev a person for Malkus if they eat a kezayis of such a mixture of iser and heter. This is only true, Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan tells us, when it's dealing with Naziris, but not when you're dealing with any other isurim in the Torah. In the Rush, in Dibra Maschel, Shahari Amar Torah Mishras tells us, now the pasuk here is not exact. He says, anovim lo yochal. It should be, in fact, the chomishras anovim lo yishteh. So I don't think the Rosh is intending to quote the pasuk exactly, or, in fact, the editors misquoted the Rosh in terms of the pasuk. In any event, the Rosh continues and he says that you're chayev in this situation, al shriyas pito b'yayin, if you dip your bread into wine, and now you have a bread-soaked piece of wine, which altogether comes up to a kezayis. In this situation, you would be chayev, even though you didn't have a full kezayis of the wine or of the grapes. Now, the Rosh points out, the ideiko kezayis miyayin lechude, if you in fact had a kezayis worth of wine over here, why would I need anybody to tell me this? I wouldn't need the pasuk to tell Mishras that it's a combination. So obviously, the Rosh is telling us it's a combination that has less than the kezayis of Isser, but when you combine it with the heter, only by Naziris, so then it does in fact combine. So this important point is heter mitzdarif l'Isser is only by Naziris, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now we turn to Lamed Vav and Aleph, where we have Ziri's opinion. Ziri says it's not only Naziris, there is another case as well. Ziri Omar, af so'or bibal taktiru. We have a pasuk that tells us that when you bring a carbon mincha, call ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem, when you're going to bring a carbon mincha, flour offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo se'oseh chometz. The flour offering cannot be chometz. It must be matzah. It must be baked in a way that you don't turn it into chometz. Lo se'oseh chometz. Because, ki chol so'or, chol duvash, lo saktiru menu isher la-Hashem. Because you're not allowed to bring so'or, which is chometz, or dvash, by the way, or honey, you're not allowed to go and sacrifice that on the Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the pasuk. If you look in the Rosh, he tells us, in Dibra Masel Afsor, he tells us that this is another example. Ziri is telling us over here, another example of Nami, Heter Mitztarif L'Isser. This case, where you're not allowed to have any Sor being brought on the Mizbeach, even if it's not a Kezayis of Sor, even if it's a combination of the Sor mixed in with regular matzah mincha, so then it is still going to be usser. As the Rosh says, in this situation, heter is also mitzdarif l'isser. For example, im hikter chatzi zayis chametz v'chatzi zayis matzah. If you had half a kezayis worth of chametz, you're not allowed to go and put that on the mizbeach, but you're going to be chayev isser of bringing up chametz on the mizbeach in a situation where you have even only a half a kezayis of chametz mixed in with half a kezayis of matzah. The einon me'uravim, and even the Rosh says, even though they're not physically mixed in together, ela kol echad nikar, you can see this is the chametz and this is the matzah. Nevertheless, this is going to be an example of where heter is mitzdarif le'isser. And this is based upon, as Tosos Dibra Maskel Ziri tells us, mishum kol sa'or lo saktiru. So Ziri adds a second case where heter is mitzdarif le'isser. Now, the Gemara questions Ziri and says, really? Who do you hold like Ziri that this is the only other case that you're saying that heter is mitzdarif le'isser? If you're saying, kiman, do you hold like Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar, in regards to menachos? Now, you can see this in the Rosh. Kiman, Rabbi Elazar, the Dorish kol. So this is in the Perek Kol HaMenachos. It says over there, Tanya, Ki Kol Sa'ar V'chol Devash Lo Saktiru. So that teaches me, Ein Li Elo Kulo. That only is, I would have thought, if you have the entire amount of Sa'ar or the entire amount of Devash. Now, when it says Kol, it means, Pirish, Kol HaKometz, the entire Kometz. Now, how much is a Kometz? Kometz is a handful. A Kometz, the Hainu, Beis Zesim, is at least two Kizesim. The Sover, Ein Kometz Pachos, Mi Beis Zesim. The opinion here is that you don't have in a Kometz less than two Zesim. And it says, Miktsas Minayin. How do we know that if you do less than the entire amount, that you're going to be chayiv? In other words, a Chatzi Kometz, the Hainu Zayis. So Talmud Lomar, the word Kol. So it tells us, Kol Sa'ar. So therefore, even a kezayis is worth. So how do we know a ruvo minayin? Where do we see even a combination of heter and iser will combine? Pirush, chatzi zayis sa'ar and chatzi zayis matzah, how do we know that they combine? Dainu heter mitzdarif le'iser. Talmud lomar, ki kol. The pasuk tells us, ki kol sa'ar v'chol devash. So the extra words are how we make this drosha. Bahainu dekomer, and this is the drosha, kiman k'rabi Elazar, the darish kol gabe kol machmetzes lo sochelu. And this drosha that we're saying Ziri is holding over here by the carbon mincha that you can't have ki kol sa'ar is based upon this drosha Rabbi Elazar in regards to kol machmetzes lo sochelu. And this is as follows. The Rosh continues. The pasuk tells us kol machmetzes lo sochelu. You're not allowed to go and eat any chametz. So it tells us l'rabos Kutach Habavli B'Sheichar Hamodli. So this includes a combination of heter and iser that you find in Kutach Habavli, which was a certain type of a dip that they had that contained within it some spoiled milk, as well as chametz. And Sheichar Hamodli is beer that contains within it barley. And in these situations, Rabbi Elazar says that even a combination of the heter and iser is mitzdarif. So if you're telling me that Ziri holds like Rabbi Elazar, that's what the Gemara tells us now. Come on, who does Ziri hold like? To Rabbi Elazar, the Dorish Kol, in regards to the Pasuk of Ki Kol Sa'ar V'chol Devash. So he holds that as well by the Pasuk Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. So Ihachi Lin Yucham Itznami. So why did Ziri say it's only in regards to burning the Chatzi Chometz, Chatzi Matzah on the Mizbeach, that's an Isser? He should have said the same thing applies by Kutach HaBavli, for example, by Chatzi Otzer, should be mitzdarif to the Chatzi Isser in regards to eating Chometz. Why did Ziri limit it only to Afsor Beval Taktiru? Someone says, you're 100% right. Ziri would have held it in both cases. In Hachanami, Ziri would say that both of these are examples of Heter Mitzdarif Le'isser. Why did he only mention it by Afsor Beval Taktiru and not mention it by Kol Machmetz Veslo Sochelu? That's because he wanted to specifically negate the opinion of Abaye. El lafuke mi Abaye. What did Abaye say? Abaye says, the Omar, yesh haktorah bepachos mikizayis. Abaye's opinion is not like the drosha of Rabbi Elazar. Abaye holds that in and of itself, even if you have less than a kizayis, you're over bal taktiru. The isser of burning chametz on the Mizbeach by a carbon mincha applies even with less than a kezayis. Never mind, Hetman Stad Lisa says, even if you have only a half a kezayis, that is going to make you chayiv. The Abaye holds, Zama Yeshak Torah B'Pachos Mikizayis, and therefore, Ziri wanted to say, Abaye is wrong, and therefore, Kamash B'Lon, that's why he tells us that by Av Sa'or Beval Taktiru, specifically there that you need a Kezias, but Heter is Mitzdarif L'Isser. So Kamash 1, Ein Aktor Bepachos Mekezias, I disagree with Abaye. I hope that you need to have a Kezias, but, by the way, Heter is Mitzdarif L'Isser over there. And that's why Ziri accented the case of Kichol Sa'or Bechol Dvash Lo Saktiru and didn't mention, but agreed that the same din applies by Kol Machmetzes Lo Suchelu for the same reasoning that Rabbi Elazar had Darish. Okay, so Ziri actually gives us two additional cases, although he only focused on one of them. Fine. The Gemara now tells us, Yosef Rav Dimi was sitting and learning, and he said over this memra that Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that only by Naziris is Hetim Itzdar of L'Isser, not by anything else. And Esa Abaye questioned this when Rav Dimi said it over in the name of Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Abaye questioned this, and he said, wait a second, how could that possibly be true, that only in Naziris is Hetim Itzdar of L'Isser? What about the following case? A person has HaMikvah Shel Truma. What is a mikvah? So Tosus brings down over here, Rush says the same thing, that it's Tavshil Ov, it's a thick Tavshil, the Kofui Ke'en Daisa, and it's like solidified like a porridge. So you have this porridge that is made up of truma, and you have the hashum, the hashemen, and the spices that go into this daisa, that go into this porridge. Shum is garlic, and shemen is oil, that are made out of chulin. And what happens? And now all mixed in together. Now, v'nogat tful yom b'mitzosan. A tful yom is a person who, let's say, become tamei from a sheretz. He went to the mikvah, he purified himself, but it's not yet hair of shemesh. So a tul yom is capable of being metame truma. He is not metame maiser sheni, but he is able to be metame truma. When you have hair of shemesh, no longer is there going to be the ability to be metame truma. This is the famous first mission. All shas meimasai korin shma biyarvis. So it's when the kohanim come in after they were tul yom and it's nightfall, and now it's hair of shemesh, and they are no longer tame to be able to be metame by negiya, by touching a truma item. Now, here you have a mixture of both the chulin, shum, and shemen with the truma porridge. The nogat tvu yom b'miktsosin, the tvu yom touched part of this mixture, lav davka, that he touched the part that was truma. So the din is pasal es kulan. The entire mixture of the truma, shum, and shemen in this situation is now tamei from the touching of the tvu yom. That's when the mikvah itself was truma. But if the mikvah was shel chulin, if the porridge, the daisa, was in fact chulin, and the spices, the shum and the shemen, the garlic and the oil, they were of truma, in this situation, the noga tuyom b'miksasa, now the tuyom touches part of it, lo pasal elamoko mago, he only is pasling that area that he touched, but it doesn't spread out to the entire mikvah. Now the implication here is that we are mevatel the shum and the shemen of truma to the mikvah, and that's why it's not matame the entire mikvah. But that's a problem. Avinamba, the Gemara says, if that's your svara, if that's your understanding, then in the first case, the mikvah was shel truma, so it makes everything halachically like truma. The shum and the shemen of chulin in the first scenario are batel, so to say, to the truma, and the entire daisa mixed in with the shum and the shemen is now all going to be tameh. And in the second case, where the mikvah was chulin, so it is mavatel, so to say, the shum and the shemen of truma, that the entire porridge is no longer going to be tameh when the tul yom touches it. But that's a problem. If you're telling me that the shum and shemen of truma are batel, so then mako mago am I puzzled? And why in the place where you touched it is it going to be tameh? If you're telling me that the shum and the shemen are batel to the rest of the mikvah of chulin, so then if a tul yom touches it, it shouldn't become tameh even in mako mago. So how do you explain that? So the Omar Rabba Bar Chana, Omar Rav Yochanan. So Rabba Bar Chana said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Now again, Rabbi Avo said in Rabbi Yochanan, there's no other case of Hetim and Starif Le'Isser. So this is Abaye's question. Rabba Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, why over here, where the mikvah is chulin, but the shum and the shemen are truma, does it still become tomei b'mako mago? Ma tam, why? Hoel, the zor loke olea b'chizayis. Because if the zor were to eat a kizayis of this mixture of the mikvah shel chulin, and the shum and the shemen of truma, they would in fact get malchus for a zor eating truma. Now, here's where Abaye comes in with his kicker. Here's the question. My taima. Why? In this situation, would Rabbi Bar Bar Chana say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a czar would be loka for eating kezayis of this mixture? And we turn to Lamed Vav Mebeis. Isn't it because Lab Mishum Deheter Mitztarev Leiser Kasha? And how can you tell me, Rabbi Yevo, that Rabbi Yochanan says it only in the case of Naziris? Doesn't he say it over here in the case of the mikvah shochulin with the shum and the shemen of Truma, that you're eating a heter mitztarev leiser? A person would get malchus feeding a kezayis of this, even though there's only a small percentage over here of iser mixing in with a larger percentage of heter. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say, according to you, Rabbi Yavo, heter is mitztarev leiser only in the case of naziris? Here is another example, Abaye says, of heter being mitztarev leiser. So therefore, this seems to contradict your statement, Rabbi Yavo, that Rabbi Yochanan only holds heter mitztarev leiser by a case of nazir. So Rav Dimi was the one that brought down the Shmais of Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So he answers, so Amalei, Rav Dimi says back to Abaye, and he says, no, that's incorrect. Your understanding over here of why the person who's a Tvul Yom, who touches this mikvah of Hulin, mixed in with Shemen, and Shum of Truma, is in fact Maga, the place where he touched it, is Tomei, because you're going to be over a lav of a tzar eating truma because of hetem etzdarif leiser is incorrect. So Rav Dimi tells Abaye that's not the reasoning. Why over here are you over eating this mixture of heter and iser? It's because when it said that you ate a kezayis of it, it didn't mean a kezayis of heter and iser mixed together and the total amount was a kezayis. No. When it said that you're chayiv in this situation, when Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Ma'atam, the reasoning is ho v'zor loke olah b'chazayis. Since you're eating kezayis, it meant the ikah kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, because you are eating a real full kezayis of iser over here, because you in fact ate several kezayisim of this food, and altogether during the period of time of a kedei achilas pras, which is a certain period of time. Again, the poskim say this is a period of time of somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. Different poskim, different amounts. It's essentially the amount of a pras, which is a part of a meal. Machlokas exactly how much this is. That's why you have a machlokas in terms of the time. According to many, it is a pras is 4 eggs. That's the amount of time that it would take to eat 4 eggs worth of this food. Some suggest it's 3 eggs. Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. So in this span of time, you may have eaten several kadesim of the total mixture, but Rav Dibi says, the reason why Rabbi Bar Bar Chana is sending Rav Yochanan with Yechayiv here is not because it's a hetim etzdarif l'iser, but because the ikar kezayis of the truma, of the shum, and of the shemen, b'chdei achilas pras. So ultimately, you actually ate a full kezayis of iser during the requisite amount of time, the kedei achilas pras, the few minutes of time, and therefore, that's why Rabbi Bar Bar Chana says in Rav Yochanan that Yechayiv over there, and not because of Hetum and Stav L'Isser. And in fact, Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan is correct. That Rabbi Yochanan only holds that Hetum is Stav L'Isser in regards to Naziris. So that's how Rav Dimi responds back to Abaye. Abaye is not happy. He says, really? V'achilas praz do raisi? Are you telling me that this din of eating the kizayis during a certain period of time, that's a din do raisa, that you would in fact get malchus if it's Zohar for eating this? So Rav Dimi tells him, yeah, I'm only in. Absolutely. This is a din do raisa. And the Rosh explains that this is a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And the Rosh writes that kishar shiurim, all shiurim we have are halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So therefore, Rav Dimi says, yes, this is Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's explanation of Rav Yochanan why, in this situation, you're a loke, because you actually ate a kezayis of the iser, not that heter was mitzdarf l'iser. Abai is still not happy, and Abai says, really, ihochi, if that's so, so then, amai pligi rabbanan alei de Rabbi Elazar, so wait a second. We had just brought down a few minutes ago that Rabbi Elazar holds in Darshan's the Pasuk and says that if you have a mixture, this was Zairi's understanding, that if you have a mixture of Chatzi Zayis of the Chometz and in the Kuta Chababli and the rest of it is not Chometz, but nevertheless you will be Chayiv. Now, if this is true, that Ika kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, so then why did the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar is not saying it, therefore, based upon hetum etzdarif l'iser, it's based upon that you ate a kizayis b'chdei achilas prat. So why would the Chacham argue on Rabbi Elazar? Only Rabbi Elazar said that you'd be chayiv in that situation. But wait a second, if you're eating a kizayis of the Isser itself, b'chdei achilas prat, so then why did the Chacham argue on Rabbi Elazar? That's a bias response back to Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi says, no, you don't understand the circumstance. Amalei, Rav Dimi responds back to Abai and he says, no, don't bring me that case. Hanach l'kuta chabadli. Leave the kuta chabadli case out of this discussion. It has nothing to do with eating a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Why is that? Because the leka kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Kuta chabadli is a dip. It has a very small amount of chametz inside of it. And you're never going to eat a kizayis of the chametz within the share of a kedei achilas pras. Why is that? He says, let's say the person is a strange guy, idikah sharif le mishraf. He actually takes the kuta chabavi. Imagine taking a ketchup and downing a kizayis' worth of ketchup by itself. So, okay, maybe there's going to be some meshuganah that goes and eats the kuta chabavi in and of itself to eat a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras of the chametz inside of it, so butler diet to it's a kolada. That's not considered normal eating by other people, and therefore his das, his eating, the kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, is not called the normal eating, and that's why you're not chayiv for it. Aye, he's telling me he uses it like a normal person. He dips his french fries into the ketchup, he dips his item into the kuta chabavli, so he's getting a little tiny bit of chametz each time he eats it. So then, imishtar koshotar, if he's going and dipping it, like a regular usage of kuta chabavli, it wasn't eaten as a separate thing, it's a dip. So then, homashkachas kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, then you're never going to have a kizayis worth during the period of time, of 2 to 9 minutes, kizayis achilas pras, roughly 4 to 5 minutes. You're never going to have anybody eating a adequate kizayis, a full amount, the adequate amount over here during kizayis achilas pras, because it's a dip. How much ketchup can you have if you eat it for 2 to 9 minutes? You dip a french fry, you're not going to have a kizayis' worth of the ketchup. So too, with the kuta chabavli, you're never going to have a kizayis' worth of the issa. So therefore, that's why the chachamim argue the Rabbi Elazar in that situation, because there, it's a question of hetim et starf l'issa. But that has nothing to do with our case over here, where Rav Dimi argues to Abayi that the ikar kizayis b'chdei achilas pras of the shemen and of the shum. Okay? Abai is still not happy. Abai still questions Rav Dimi. And he continues and he says, hey, Svei, what about from the following brisa? It says, shtei meduchos. A person has two mortars. The mortars are the bowl that you chop up stuff inside of. So you have the mortar and the pestle. The pestle is the chopping thing, and the mortar is the bowl that you chop it up within. And you have two of these bowls. One of them has chopped up chuma inside of it, achashel chuma. It has tablin that are chuma. The achashel chulin, the other bowl, has tablin that are not chuma. So you have two bowls in front of you. Bowl number one has chuma spices in it that are all chopped up, and bowl number two has chulin spices in it that are all chopped up. And in front of you, you also have two kederos, ulefanav shtei kederos. You have two bigger pots in front of you, and one of those is truma, achashu truma, v'achashu chulin, and one of those is chulin. So you know what's going to happen over here. One of these spice bowls, one of these meduchos, is going to fall into one of the kederos. Now, which one falls into which? If we know, then there's no shaila, but we don't know. V'naflu elu l'toch elu. Bowl number one fell into one of the two kederos, and bowl number two fell into one of the two kederos. But we don't know which one fell into which. So, shteyen mutaros. In this situation, we paskin that both of them are permissible. Now, the kohen can always eat the one that was truma. A tar kohen can always eat both of them. So we're not talking about a tar kohen. We're talking about a regular yid, a yisrael, a zor. So he's allowed to eat the one that we know was chulin in the kedera. And we are allowed to assume, sha'ani omer, we have the halachic right to say that the chulin spices fell into the chulin kedera. Chulin l'toch chulin noflu, and utruma l'toch truma nofla. And we are allowed to halachically say that the truma spices from the meducha of truma fell into the kedera that was truma. And this way the kohen can eat both of them, of course, but the kohen is able to eat the one and has the assumption that the truma spice fell into the truma kedera, and a zar has the halachic right to say, I can eat the other one, even though I'm a zar, and I can't eat truma. I have the halachic right to say that the chulin spices were the one that fell into the chulin kedera. Now, This is a bias question to Rav Dimi on the statement that Rav Yochanan only holds that heter is mitzarif le'iser by Naziris. If this is true, that you don't hold heter, it's mitzarif le'iser by anything other than Naziris, v'soka daitoch, and you're telling me that the reason why the case before where we had in the mikvah there was a chulin, and you had the spices in that situation, the shemen and the shum, were of truma, and we said in that situation you're going to eat a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, and not because of heter mitzarif le'iser, v'so kedaitoch kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is a din d'araisa, so then this case also was a din d'araisa. Amai amrinon sha'ani yomer. What gives you the halachic right to say that we're going l'kul over here, and we're assuming that the chulin fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the truma? What gives you the right to say that? If this din of kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is, you're telling me, is a din daraisa, so we have to go sapek daraisa l'chumra. Why am I assuming the chulin fell into the chulin? Maybe the truma fell into the chulin, and both of them, in fact, would be also to be eaten by the zar. The kedera of truma certainly is also to be eaten by a zar, but even the kedera of chulin, maybe the truma spices, the tamlin from the meducha of truma, fell into the chulin. So if you're telling me that this is a din daraisa, I should have to go to chumra, and both should be usher. What gives you the right to say shani omer? I have allowed to halachically assume that the chulin fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the truma. Why can you assume that? If, in fact, kizayis b'dei achilas pras is a din daraisa, who gives you the right to assume that? So what does Rav Dimi say to that? So Rav Dimi says, Elamai. So what do you want to say? In the case of the mikvah, where we had the chulin mikvah with the spices, the shum and the shemen of truma, you want to say it's not because of kizayis b'chdei achilas pras? You're telling me it's because heter is a star of le'iser? So then you have the same problem over here too. Ela, amai amrinon shani omer. How do you say over here shani omer? You should have the same problem. Heter is with Starf Le'isser over here, so I'm going to have a kizayis of truma no matter what. So how can you eat this over here? Why would you say Shani Omer? Am I Amrina Shani Omer? So what must you say? Elo, Hanach Le'trumas Tablin. You know why this case is different? Because it's not a din daraisa over here. Even though kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is a din daraisa, but the truma here is not a din daraisa because you're dealing with tavlin. These are spices. Elo, Hanach Le'trumas Tablin. This is an entirely din derabbanan. Mi deraisa, you don't take off truma on spices. The rabbis came along and said a whole bunch of additional things. We take truma off, but mi derabbanan. So since this is a din derabbanan, we have the right to say that a sofek derabbanan is lakula. And since technically there is a din of bottle berov, we don't have to apply the din of bato b'meya that we normally use for truma, and we'll just say here bakal barov, and that's why in this situation I'm allowed to say shani omer that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma, because the whole thing is a din derabanan and we're allowed to not go l'chumra. So that's what Rav Dimi would respond to Abaye. Abaye is still not happy. Esrei, Abaye asks again. He said, what about the following brisa? You have two boxes, shtei kupos, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. These are going to be the equivalent to the meducha case, but we're dealing here with grain, so this is a din of truma d'oraisa. So you have two boxes, they're smaller than what they're going to fall into, shtei kupos, one of them is truma, one of them is chulin, and you have in front of them, with name shtei soin, in front of them you have much larger containers that have shtei soim in each of these containers. So you have smaller amounts, these kupas are smaller, and they contain respectively one of truma and one of chulin. And in front of them, they have these smaller containers, who saw in them of one of truma and one of chulin. Achashul chulin, achashul truma. Now, you know what happens. The smaller container fell into the larger container. The two soin fell into the kupa, the larger one. And here we too have the right to say, Shnehem mutarin. A Kohen is allowed to eat the one that is truma. Now, he can eat both of them, but the Kiddush is that a Zar can eat the one that we can say, Shani Omer, that Chulin Latoch Chulin Noflu, and Truma Latoch Truma Noflu. We have the halachic right to say and make the assumption that the kupa of Truma fell into the saw, the Shtei Soim container of grain, of Truma, and we likewise have the right to say that the kupa of Chulin fell into the Shtei Soim container of grain that was chulin. So we have the halachic right to say this in this situation. How come Abaye says, wait a second, why are you telling me Shani Yomer, you're allowed to say this? Bisoka Daitach, if you're telling me that Kizayis Mithlei Achilas Pras is Osir, that's the reason, and it's not because of Heter Mitzdav L'Isir, so then why do you have the right to say this over here? Amai Aminan Shani Yomer, this is a Din Daraisa. Now you can't tell me over here that this is Truma, Trumas Tavlin, and therefore it's a Derabanan. This is grain that we're talking about. And therefore, if it's grain, it's Truma De'Oraisa. So now we got a problem. Abaye says to Avdimi, it must be that Heter is Mistar of Lisser. That's the reason why we said before that if you ate the mikvah shochulin with the shum and the shemen that was Truma, it's because of Heter Mistar of Lisser, and not because of Kizayis B'Techei Achilas Pras. Because over here, then you shouldn't be able to say Shani Omer because of eating Kizayis B'Techei Achilas Pras, which you would do in this situation. And therefore, you cannot assume that the chulin fell into the chulin, but you have to unfortunately be concerned that the truma fell into the chulin, and both should be ushered to a zar. Now, a moment ago we said, but then even if you say hetem and staff lissa, you have a problem. So here Abaye says, but here hetem and staff lissa is not a problem because it says bishlam lididi, who says that the reason why you can't eat the mikvah shel chulin that had in it shum and shemen of truma, I hold because heter is mitzdarf l'itzer. That's the reasoning. So over here, kigom the nefishe chulin. There is so much more in these kupos, in these larger containers, that the smaller amount of truma that fell in from these two saw containers, so that in that situation, it's batel berov. This is min bimino, and it's batel berov. So therefore, Abaye says, I have no problem in saying and explaining this is heter mitzdarf l'itzer. But according to you, according to you, Rav Dimi, who says that the armas mishum deika kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, the reason why Rabba Bar Bachana sent him Rav Yochanan there that Yochayv is not because of hetim and starf l'iser, but it's because he ate a kizayis deika kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. According to you, you got a problem. Ki nefishe chulin mayhavi. Who cares that there's a lot more chulin there? Bottom line is you're eating a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. So you don't say in this situation that it's batal. And therefore, you, Rav Dimi, have a problem. So how did Rav Dimi answer? Amalei, Rav Dimi says, nope, hanach l'truma, leave truma here alone, because we're dealing with truma bizman hazeh, derabanan. This is like saying the tadlin was a din derabanan. So too truma nowadays, this is Nebuch, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, din of truma is only a din derabanan, even by grain, and hanach l'truma bizman hazeh, derabanan. Therefore, there is no problem of making the assumption that the chulin fell into the chulin, and truma fell into the truma. We have the right halachic to say that, because the whole thing is a din derabanan, and we can go l'kula. So, we haven't yet had Abaye shlug up Rav Dimi's statement, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue in that attempt in tomorrow's shir, but with this we conclude today's shir.